Life's pretty short, and you want to do as much as you can. It was for this reason that Gabe Olson, a college student at the time, accepted a job running a water project in Kenya, East Africa. As a political science major and history minor, he first learned the Swahili language so he could find out what concerns the Kenya people had and suggest solutions to their troubles. Rivers were drying out, and disease within the villages heightened to a level that concerned everyone. Observing life in the parched villages of Kenya demonstrated common viewpoints and values shared by all of us. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
The village life is very interesting in Kenya, and I think it actually, as a young person, it taught me a lot about how, you know, how you live, how Americans live. I think we take for granted a lot of times just the, you know, having lights in a house and things like that, or being able to just turn on a stove. There's, you know, in the town that I was at, there's no refrigeration. Everyone every day is out getting food ready and getting, you know, preparing meals. Fetching water becomes a huge part of life in Kenya. A lot of the women have to walk, you know, 5 to 10 miles every day to get water. And, you know, they, you know, the huts are very modest huts, usually made with mud and types of straw that they use. And but the one thing that is really nice to see is everyone's really grateful and so happy just with their living situations. No matter how small they have, they're, you know, willing to give you anything and just want to work hard to improve their lives and improve the lives of their family and their tribe. And, you know, they're committed to that no matter what, you know, no matter how bad their day was the day before, they're going to get up and keep on working hard to, you know, make it work.
The family dynamic is very complex in the villages of Kenya, but one thing is for sure. Families within each village seem to come together as a united front when trying to represent the village as a whole. Gabe's involvement was focusing on developing a cooperative effort between villages. This meant visiting all the villages and tribes along the 200-mile stretch of the river. His approach was to work with local tribes through a common link. This link was their need for water. Good water meant a well-managed environment.
Tribes in Africa, it's very, very complex and very interesting. They're like political parties, except, you know, if you voted against your own party, you would, you know, be just completely disowned. So it's really, it's almost like big families and everything is for the tribe. And so, you know, what we did with the main tactic that we used was saying, hey, you know, there's nothing different when it comes to water about all these tribes. You know, the one thing that you all have in common is the environment that you live in and your ability to, you know, come together and own this water is not only the only way that you're going to stay alive, but it's also the start of the only way that you're going to start to work together with your local tribes and kind of solve the tribalism that really, and especially in that region, has led to some, you know, civil wars. So I think that it was really cool in that way that you can kind of start to see how tribalism can be broken down through community ownership and sustainable development, but also just a way that the environment can come first and has to come first for everyone. And so, you know, it was interesting just talking, you know, to these people because it's pretty relevant to everyone's life. And even, you know, in America, if we want to start to think about other things or just watch the TV or something like, you know, we obviously have a lot more that can distract us from these problems. But it really is an issue that everyone needs to take ownership of and everyone needs to work together to start to protect, or we're going to have some real problems, you know, down the road here shortly.
I must admit, I have a few distractions in my own house. Television, radio, cell phones, and the internet alone take my focus away from other things that may be more important at the time. It is the living of our lives with an informed, balanced perspective while prioritizing how we spend time in our day that produces good and healthy lifestyles. Gabe got to see our own culture through the behaviors and attitudes of the Kenya people. Flying home, he brought with him an inspiring message for all of us.
Water and especially the environment for our communities, and whether that, you know, it's in Kenya or it's in America or it's anywhere in the world, is we need to start protecting the environment and not just saying, oh, government agencies, you should protect this. It was really enlightening for me to be able to see a country that doesn't really have good enforcement of the environmental protections, has basically no enforcement at all, and see the differences between America. And even then, it's even with the staunch protections of the environment, it's still not enough. And there needs to be, you know, communities need to come together, you know, politically and non-politically, and be able to work together to solve this resource. Because the one thing that's really cool about the environment is that everyone, you know, has an interaction with it. And it's, you know, what's the environment for me is the same for you. It's the same for all of us. And no matter what differences there are, there can be common bonds built out of the environment like no other thing that I think can do in the world.
If we really want to solve our water-related problems, or any problem, get together and become involved. It's our interactions that create the common bonds that will carry us to both finding and solving our most challenging circumstances. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.